I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians are condemning an attack on a Christian village in Pakistan's Khastar district last week. Life for believers there is growing steadily difficult, and yet World Bible Translation Center is distributing easy-to-read Urdu Bibles there. Samson says, though the situation is tense,
Muslims there are open to the gospel, and they are eager to read the Word of God. This is a critical time in Pakistan, and if we don't send the Bibles at this time, at this very critical need of the hour, we'll be failing to do our part.
World Bible Translation Center has 6,000 more Bibles ready to be shipped. The only thing holding them back is funding. Next, Bible translators in Papua New Guinea are facing a huge task of translating scripture into over 800 languages. Around 175 of those languages are already done. However, Ray Warrior with Faith Comes By Hearing says,
because so many of the people cannot read, we focus on recording the New Testament in audio form in their own spoken language.
This is all part of Faith Comes By Hearing's goal to translate 2,000 languages by 2016. Visit our website for details on how you can help. And hundreds of lives have been changed at Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' largest ever Warrior Leadership Summit. For 5 days, Native American youth learned how to live the warrior way by doing the hard things that no one else is willing to do. At least one out of every six responded to the message of salvation through Christ, the greatest warrior. Now, 43 of the youth will be spending the rest of this month sharing the gospel on 8 different reservations. Pray that God would use them to rescue many from death and darkness. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.